Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, it is extremely, for some of you, I know because I get your emails, disheartening for some of you. Watching what's happening out there, watching these conservative outlets or pseudo-conservative outlets and or people talking about how, you know, President Trump just needs to throw in the towel. I said he needs to concede. Well, why? No, seriously, why? You're watching these votes change by the hour. So why should he throw in the towel? Just because you don't have the guts to fight doesn't mean he does. You've seen him fight. It makes them nuts that they can't bring him down. I can tell you something else. He also needs to fight because you think these people are going to let him live? You think they're going to let him go in a nice, peaceful life after all of this? They're petrified of him and what he knows or what he's been briefed on. Joe Biden's talking about getting right back in the Paris Accords, you know, climate change accords. Some of those socialists are calling Joe Biden, saying that they're welcoming American back into the pack. We don't want to be with the pack. It's that same pack that calls us to save their butts every time they get in trouble. We're all one big happy family until they get screwed by somebody else. Trump was right. We shouldn't be paid. We shouldn't be footing the bill for the world at the UN. Right? I don't know. This is all stuff that they want to get back to as fast as they can, because if you don't have money flowing the way it used to, you know, Joey B wants to get right back into the Iranian peace deal again, or what he called a peace deal. I don't call it that. This is why it's so important for us to track these things, to pay attention, to watch what's going down. No joke, seriously. Sorry. 855-REAL-JOE. I get frustrated like you guys do, but for different reasons. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time he's spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Look, head up to my website. I really do want you there. I want you involved. I want you engaged. All right. You know, we were talking last week with Zoe, Alfonso and Rachel. And actually, we did it with Tony Smith, too. And look, my Christian friends, you keep saying that God is in control. It's not true. It's just flat out not true. Because here's what you have, and my next guest, we're going to talk about that, but here's what you have to reconcile yourself with. If God is in control, then he's senile. No, I mean that with respect. I want you to listen. Because he told Adam and Eve not to touch, and they did. So if he's all-knowing, then he knew they were going to do it. So why did he tell them to do something that he knew they couldn't keep from doing? I'll just start there, and you can move your way up from there. If God is in control, well, why do we have slavery? Apparently he wanted slavery. Maybe he is that white supremacist everybody calls him. No, that's not it. The same thing when it comes to the Holocaust. Maybe he wanted all those Jews wiped out. You ever think of that? If you loving people who say that God is in control and God's will is always gets done, you need to think about what you're saying. Now, hopefully those of you who've been listening for a while, you know that I didn't mean any of that the way it sounded. God didn't want millions and millions of slaves killed, beaten, treated badly. God didn't want millions and millions of Jews slaughtered, killed, gassed. That's not his will. You do your history, deep history on World War II, on Hitler, and you find out the churches had that in the spine. If they truly believed in God, if they truly believed what God said, you know what? You'd have a lot less dead Jews. A lot less kids and old folks would have been tortured by the Nazis. But we're led to believe something. We go down a road. We build on it like it's truth, like it's real. You know, like climate change. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, think about it. And then they run with it. And they stay with it. And this stuff where it says, you know, God works in mysterious ways, not Bible. Right? We're too stupid to know God's plan. Well, God has a plan for you. He tells you to read his book, pray to him. He'll show you what it is. So if you don't know what it is, maybe you're missing something. What do you think? Just saying. Anyway, we've got Jeff Myers, Dr. Jeff Myers, coming on with us a little bit. He's president of the Summit Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado, author of the Unquestioned Answer, Rethinking 10 Christian Clichés to Rediscover Biblical Truths. And this is exactly what we're going to hit on. Because, again, I am tired of listening to you guys, you know, writing me emails from last week about how disrespectful I was or, you know, thinking myself too highly. Well, maybe you should do a little studying yourself. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I hope you feel sufficiently beat up from the first segment. Really, seriously, we talk about this on a regular basis on the show. You know, guys, I always love this stuff, and I aim a lot of stuff at my Christian brothers and sisters because you guys, you know, you back out of these issues, you back out of these situations. Your favorite saying is that God is in control, and we had two unrelated shows last week that actually went down that road to speak about that kind of thing. And I said the same thing I'm going to say tonight to you. Open your Bible. Do a little studying. And you may find out that's not so true. And what are you doing to make it happen? I mean, I had friends make me crazy last week who said, you know, you don't have to worry about the election. God's in control. The person that he wants will show up. We'll get elected. I go, okay, two things. I need to know something. God doesn't vote. There is no ballot that goes to heaven with God's name on it. He doesn't vote. That's number one. Number two, You must be smoking a boatload of weed if you really believe that God wants you to vote for somebody who is 110% in the pocket of killing babies, in some cases after they're born. That's just stupid going somewhere to happen. That's what I'm going to put it. Anyway, saw an article pop up about God being in control, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is right to that line. This has got to be a sign. I got to have this guy on. So I've asked Dr. Jeff Myers to join me today. He's the president of Summit Ministries in Colorado Springs. My God, you're in the other belly of the beast, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And he's the author of Unquestioned Answers, Rethinking 10 Christian Clichés to Rediscover Biblical Truth. Boy, do we need that today. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you, Joe.
Yeah,
this would be the 11th.
What's that?
God is in control would be the 11th cliche. I wish I had covered it in the book.
And it is, to me, it is the answer. It is the out that a lot of Christians use, just like a teenager does. Well, if you didn't let me use the car, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble. It's the same thing here. I got no control over what I do because God's in control, right?
God
bless.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell me, give us the 80,000 foot.
We're talking to believers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just mentioned to believers.
Yeah.
Say, take a look at look for the word control in the Bible. Pick your popular version, and you'll find that controlling is not a term that God applies to Himself. The only place you'll find the word control is, you know, in the control of the certain army got in control of a city, or self control. But controlling is an accounting term that means that everything is in place and nothing is out of order, and that's just not the kind of world God created, and that's not the kind of God He describes Himself to be.
No, and again, we need to start taking responsibility for ourselves. I've joked for years that Christians are great at taking no responsibility for their actions, you know. Well, if God didn't want me to feel that way, you know, or God didn't give me that, or God didn't put that in front of me, this is what they use for excuses all the time. It's like, my God, crack the Bible. Take a read. Take a shot at this, you know what I mean? And that's how we get in trouble. I actually heard a pastor 2 weeks ago, here, this will get your blood going, said it didn't matter who you voted for. Matter of fact, why don't you just switch parties so you can see how the other side lives? And I had to shut it off. It was making me crazy. Where have they gotten this? Where have they picked this up from?
Oh, gosh. Well, I suppose there is no theological training in political or politics or civics or philosophy or anything like that at seminary. And so people just pick up little memes and things along the way. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard pastors say, God is in control. And I keep going to them and saying, look, that you shouldn't say that because that's not how God describes Himself in the Bible. God is wholly sovereign. God is He has in chargeness. God is the all-powerful king. But control is not the right word. The people who say that usually are the ones who actually are fatalists at heart, trying to figure out a way to get out of having to take responsibility for being a citizen in this kingdom.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't tell you how many Christian defeatists I run into, and it always comes back to, well, it must be what God wants. Because that's how it turns. So if you're writing checks against your bank account, you don't put any money in there, God must want you to bounce checks. I mean, according to your logic, right?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing to me is how many people put down, and after they voted, they said, well, I voted, that's all I can do, God is in control. And it bugged me, not only because it's bad theology, as we've already talked about, because it's bad citizenship.
Yes.
Your vote doesn't get you across the finish line as a citizen. It gets you to the starting line as a citizen. It's the first thing that you do to make a difference, not the last thing that you do. And I sure would love to see my Christian brothers and sisters and anybody who embraces a Judeo-Christian ethic at any level pick that up and grab onto that and say, no, but we are citizens. This is government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we have a voice. We are not going to be canceled or shut down.
No, it's funny that I tell people all the time, my Christian friends anyway, I say, look, if God allowed us to govern ourselves, and you got to think about it that way, God allowed us to govern ourselves, Why would you not take an active role in making sure that we take care of this government, that it's glorifying him, it's doing what it was meant to do, as opposed to sitting back and go, gee, I don't know. I'm lost.
You know, Joe, I was doing an interview a little earlier today, and somebody said, well, what Christians are telling me is that it's okay not to be involved. Let the persecution come. That's what they were. That's what people were telling this interviewer, and she wanted to know, hey, what do you think about that? And I said, well, here's the problem I have with that. There are two commands God gives us in Scripture. Jesus reinforces, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Number two, love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two commands. And when you look at those second command, love your neighbor, it doesn't just show up in the New Testament as waving a friendly hello to your neighbors or taking them a pie at Thanksgiving time. It goes back to the Old Testament, and loving your neighbor means standing for justice for your neighbor. So when somebody says, well, I'm willing to get persecuted, my first thought is, no, you're not really. You're not really ready for
you
that.
Don't even know what persecuted
but the second
is.
Thought is, that's right. Yeah, you're talking big, right? All hat, no cattle, as they say in Texas. But the second thing is your focus should not be on trying to be a martyr yourself. Your focus should be on loving your neighbor by standing for justice for them. So I am a little concerned, not a lot yet, because I think people are not really sure what they mean when they post on their social media that God is in control.
Yep.
But I'm a little concerned.
Let's hit that a little bit more on the other side of the break. You know, and again, to your point, you know, some will say you have to be submissive to government. Okay, read again, I say. No, just read, study. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As President Trump's campaign continues their legal challenges in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, his officials and supporters remain confident that when the process has been completed, the president will retain the White House. Taking questions from reporters Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's no reason to believe the State Department wouldn't be able to fulfill its national security functions no matter who wins the presidential election.
The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with a president who's in office on January 20th, a minute after noon, will also be successful.
USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate and is instead waiting for all legal challenges and investigations to be completed. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Can one guy be? We are back. I kissed her. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Well, we've heard a lot of people without brains talking over the last 10 days, haven't we? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealShow. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Or if you want a text alert, some of you hate emails like I do, but if you want a text alert, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. We're talking about how the old cliche, God is in control. And, you know, that's just, you guys have known, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, that drives me pretty much out of my mind. And apparently, I'm not the only one who's caught on to this, and that it gets under his skin a little bit. Jeff Myers, Dr. Jeff Myers is with me. He's the president of Summit Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he's the author of Unquestioned Answers, Rethinking the 10 Christian Clichés to Rediscover Biblical Truths. And, Jeff, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, happy to, Joe. Yeah,
you know, and it's funny how many, you know, the unquestioned answers. I hate the term, I know I'm going all over the place with you a bit, but I hate the term blind faith because it makes us sound like idiots. I don't do anything on blind faith. I do things. I step out on things. My faith is based on what the Bible tells me. And the Bible has got plenty of eyes. I'm not worried about that. I mean, does that phrase bother you at all or no?
One of the 10 cliches that I focused on in Unquestioned Answers, and people can look at it at summit.org if they want to see more about it. But one of the cliches I answered in the book is just have faith, because people tend to treat faith as something that exists in and of itself. In other words, if you just have it, then what you really have is faith in faith. The Bible calls us to have faith in God. It doesn't say believe just because. It says have a good, you know, believe in what you have good reason to believe is true. That's the biblical idea of faith. That's why all through Scripture, the authors take such pains to locate every single thing that happened in a very specific time, place, location, with names of people, the names of the people those were related to, the relatives of the relatives, and so forth, so that people know that this is historically situated, okay? This is not just another religious story. This really happen. So when you have biblical faith, you're having faith in something you have good reason to believe is true.
Oh, sure, I agree. See, I don't think, and this is why I think it's been passed down to the generations. You and I were joking during the break. We talk about certain things as if they're truth, and then when you find out they're not truth, does it tear everything apart? Did Eve, I know these are little things, but it's a big deal. Did Eve bite into an apple? I mean, seriously? No, we find out it's not an apple. And And I know that shouldn't shake you to the core, but when you start adding those things up with other things that we've worked into the Bible, like money is evil. No, that's not what the Bible says. The love of money is evil, right? And the other thing I touched on with you, which is happy wife, happy life. That's not in the Bible. We pick these things up and we run with them. They're not true, right?
Yeah, that's right. Cleanliness is next to godliness is not in the Bible. Jesus is a social justice warrior. That's not in the Bible. Yeah. They're Listen, I spent a year and a half working on a book on that very topic. And the more I wrote on, the more people sent to me and said, here's my whole list of all the ones that I'm hearing regularly. Yeah, you know, the fact, Joe, is we need people to do what you're encouraging them to do on your show, which is think. God's people think. Cliches are a problem because the pastor may give them to you as a summary of all of the points that he's made, but people walk away, they forget all the points, they just take the summary and treat it as if that's all there is. It stops them from going deeper into the real truths that are in Scripture, truths that could change your life individually and truths that can change our entire culture.
Yep. So give us a couple of these clues. Let's hit two or three of these cliches and how you deal with them.
Well, one cliche that I hear often is somebody says, God said it, I believe it, that settles it for me. And, of course, the clue to that one is what it says at the very end, for me. In other words, I believe what I think God said or what I would have said if I were him, and so therefore I believe that it's true and I don't need to defend it to anybody else. It's a very narcissistic approach to Scripture, and we don't have to do it because, as I mentioned earlier, Scripture locates itself historically. There are extra scriptural sources that verify the things that are in Scripture, including the resurrection of Jesus, which turns out to be the most provable fact from all of ancient history. And we don't, and God never encourages us in Scripture to just believe it. Scripture tells us to explore it. Scripture tells us to defend it. Scripture tells us to meditate on it. But Scripture never says, just believe it and don't ask any questions.
You heretic, you. No, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, some people may be ordering the book just so they can burn it.
You know, it's amazing. I grew up as a Catholic, and I tell people all the time, I would never give up my Catholic upbringing because it taught me, where I was at, my area, it taught me that God loved me no matter what, okay? That God was there with me, he was there for me, he wanted me in his family. I learned that from the Catholic Church. There are a lot of Christian churches that don't teach that today, all right? Or they teach that it doesn't matter what you do, we can go there later, but... And I tell people, as you start coming into it and you become a Christian, you really start to get involved, it taught me to seek out, search, and make sure I knew what God wanted for me in my life. We don't do that anymore. A lot of the people that go to church nowadays, they'll tell me how great worship was, but they can't tell me what the sermon was about. What was it teaching about? What did you learn today? Well, I learned that, we got some pretty bad singers in the choir. That's what I learned. But...
I think there was actually a study done on that one time where 90% of the people walking out the door could not tell you what the point of the sermon was. And, that's a pretty sad track record, especially when people, if they go to church their whole lives, end up going thousands of times. They can't tell you what was transformative about that. And I think that's a problem. And by the way, that's why so many young adults are walking away from their faith. And that's why we work so hard to reach them at summit.org. I mean, it's critical. It's mission critical right now.
They want to be taught. They're looking for answers. And I get so upset with some of these youth pastors that won't hit things head on. I'm not talking about in a mean way. You know that. You know what I mean by that. You give them the truth. Give them God's truth, and it'll work out for them. Don't sugarcoat it for them. They don't need it that way. And they find out you're lying, and it's a problem, isn't it?
I was at a church some time ago, and I just still have this memory of how amazing this was. The young people in the youth group
came in with their Bible and a copy of a book called Systematic Theology by Wayne Grudem, which is a 900-page text on explaining everything in Scripture from the beginning to the very end. And it's intense. It's a seminary-level textbook. And I said to the students, why are you carrying around a seminary-level textbook? And they said, oh, we didn't know that this was a seminary-level textbook. Our youth pastor said, we need to read this and understand it. You know, he had a high expectation of them, and they met it, and it's extraordinary.
Wow.
So, yes, we never want to sell young adults short. Nope. We never want to treat their questions lightly. Their questions are serious, even when somebody's a little kid. You know, in our curriculum courses, we work with children as young as kindergarten. We never treat their questions lightly. Their questions are serious to them, and they're often very, very thoughtful, and they can understand a whole lot more than we think. I think if we probably really thought about it, young adults can put a lot of older adults to shame.
You're probably. So I wonder, do you have this cliche in your list, brother? God works in mysterious ways.
No, I don't have that one, but I'm going to add it to my list. Version 2 of it will have God is in control, God works in mysterious ways. I do have this one, though, which was a little, the telling of this one was really tough, but God is good all the time God is good. And I said, you know, it's not because God's not good. Scripture assures us that he is. There are lots of places you can see that in Scripture. It's that when you lead with that, people who are experiencing pain and difficulty in their lives, they think that you've just treated what they're going through in a flippant fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take people seriously. If it's true that every person is made in God's image, then we don't dismiss the things that people go through with just some kind of a spiritual slogan and say, sure, brother, God is good. You know, we want to sit down with people like that and say, hey, I can't solve everything, but I want to hear.
We got to go to commercial, but I always hate, well, you know, brother, God's got you going through this for a reason, so just bear it. You'll figure out what it is on the other side. That doesn't help. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Do 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 do
do do. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hit up the website, realside.com. That's therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, including, I think I told you earlier in the show, about every hour on the hour, we're releasing another proof of fraud, if you would. Obviously, I'm not a judge, so I'm not going to pronounce guilt on this. But, you know, you use your brain cells. You use at least two of the brain cells that God gave you. Read it. Try to understand it. And this stuff does take place. You can't make a blanket statement that it's all fraud, because people make mistakes. I got that. But you can't make another blanket mistake that says there is no fraud or it's so small it didn't change anything. It's not true. And what some of you guys forget is that, you know, when we're talking about small elections, like in my area, I've had people lose elections by 20 and 30 votes. Doesn't take much fraud there to flip that, does it? So, you know, either we're standing for the truth or we're not standing for the truth. There's no middle ground. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Jeff Myers joins me. He's the president of Summit Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and author of Unquestioned Answers, Rethinking 10 Christian Clichés to Rediscover Biblical Truth. And, Jeff, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, before we get rolling, though, why don't you tell, because, you know, usually we get talking and I run out of time and all that stuff. Let's get, tell people what Summit Ministries is all about.
Yeah, Summit.org is an organization focused on preparing this rising generation to do two things. Number one, to embrace God's truth. And number two, to champion a biblical worldview. We don't believe that God's will is something that we get focused on every November for 1 hour on the first, second Tuesday every other year. It is something that's 24/7, 365 days a year. And there are no passengers on this ship of the Republic. Everybody is crew. We are all involved all of the time. And so when we start to teach that to young adults, not only do they affirm and get excited about a biblical worldview, but they end up becoming really good leaders who are focused on free markets, focused on good stewardship, focused on pro-life, and so forth. So we think we've hit on something that can help parents help their kids turn away from a sort of mindless, progressive social justice sort of mindset and be thoughtful about biblical justice, about real productivity, about helping people in a truly good way. Develop a flourishing society. So that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, listen,
these programs bring together great thought leaders and these young adults, and it's amazing.
Yeah. No, I see them. When they come together and they're doing selfless acts, they really work hard. But come back to the term, you know, when you talk about social justice, there are a lot of young Christians, a lot of Christians, period, that think we should be talking about social justice, and I don't. I think social justice is the wrong term. It brings the wrong mindset to the situation. We are supposed to take care of the widows, the orphans. We're supposed to help those in need. That is not social justice, right?
You are correct. Yes, social justice is a term that doesn't appear in Scripture. Scripture focuses on a biblical idea of justice. Some people have taken the term and twisted it. But I'm coming at it more from being involved in the academic world, where social justice means, in the academic world, and every academic knows this, it means redistributing wealth. Actually, it means more than that. It means redistributing wealth and any other resource of value. So you end up in this crazy situation where, you know, you just make some people dumber because they're too smart, and that's just not just. So it's it's a crazy world on the university campuses. But that's where I came to it, and I thought, wait a second, why are we talking about this in church? I know they talk about this in the sociology department of my university, and it's not good. We need to come up with a better term. Well, the Bible gives us a better term, just justice, plain justice.
Yep. Yeah, it's true. And again, people... There's too many people trying to build today's issues into the Bible instead of dealing with today's issues from the Bible. Do you know what I mean by that? Applying biblical principles to what's going on in your life today.
Well, that's right. Yeah, every worldview starts with, what do you understand about the nature and character of God? Does he exist or does he not? From that decision flows the next decision, which is, okay, what is real and what is not real? And from that flows the question of what is right and what is wrong. Is there such a thing as good and evil? And why should we be good? These are basic philosophical questions that everybody has to deal with, and they all start with what you believe about the nature and character of God. So, yes, the Scripture gives us a worldview. It doesn't just say computer theft is wrong, number one. Number two, sex trafficking is wrong, whatever. It says, here is God's nature and character. Here is God's plan for humanity. And when you take these patterns, a certain kind of society becomes natural in producing the greatest amount of human flourishing.
Wow. You know, one of the common arguments I have, and I know it's an argument because I'm not so sure people believe it when they say it, but I've had Christian people say that God doesn't talk about abortion. And I would say the same thing to them. He also doesn't say thou shalt not smoke a cigarette, but he tells you to take care of your body. Now, we know because we have brain cells that we can rub together that smoking is bad for you. And I go into the abortion portion and I say, God, now you're the expert here, so you tell me if I'm off. But I said, look, God says that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb. So you have a relationship, a knowledge, a connection to God before you even got there. And then he has a plan for your life. So if you stop that plan, if you have, and this is not to browbeat anybody who's had one. This is just fact. Right? If God has a plan for your life, Who are you to stop that plan? Are you bigger, better than God, smarter than God, more power than God? So those are always the way I come. But we do have, you know, to the cliche point, we do have people who believe that it has to be specific. God has to say, thou shalt not smoke. Thou shalt not commit abortion. Thou shalt not sleep with another man. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? It really drives me nuts.
Right, yeah. I think,
help me out.
I think, well, it's a form of special pleading. That's the way I would have taught it in one of my communication classes on rhetoric and rhetorical theory. But it's a form of special pleading to say, well, God didn't say anything in Scripture about computer theft, about piracy.
I like that.
So therefore it's not wrong. It's to obviously ignore the fact that he did say, do not steal. To say, well, you know, killing certain people at certain stages of development is okay, is to ignore thou shalt not kill. So those are the frustrating things sometimes that people, you know, and here's the thing, Joe. I always stop and ask, why do you make that argument? Why is that point important to you? And I never get the answer, because I want to understand Scripture and apply God's Word as thoroughly and completely as I possibly can. They never say that.
That's right.
It's always trying to excuse what they are involved in, what they are doing, to say, well, that's not sin, therefore I don't stand under God's judgment, and I don't need Jesus. That's almost always what it comes down to.
Wow. So true. It is. It's almost like we're looking for somebody to justify what we're doing so we can wipe our brow and go, okay, I'm good now. You know, that kind of thing. It's like my friends who say...
Sounds like seventh grade, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's like my Christian friends will say, we're not supposed to be involved in politics, or we shouldn't get involved in and all this other stuff. You know, how do you, again, I said it earlier, but it's true. You know, you select from all the people, able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and you place them to be rules over thousands, hundreds. So I say to them, how do you ignore that? God's saying to you, okay, if you want government, then pick men that love me, that love my word, that will rule in my love and my fear. Now, heathen isn't going to do that. How do they get away with... I mean, how... I don't know. You know how. I'm frustrated.
I can tell. At summit.org, we have a class called Political Animal, and you can get some information there. Most of the stuff on there is free video clips and articles and things like that. You can see how we approach it. But basically, our approach is, listen, you don't have an excuse... To be a bad citizen. Augustine, when he wrote his book City of God Against the Pagans, was under attack by the Romans. Christianity was under attack, and he said this basically: the best citizen in the kingdom of God will be the best citizen in the kingdom of man, because his loyalty is to something higher than the state.
Amen.
The ruler is not God. We need people like that involved in the political realm who have an allegiance to this higher. I remember talking to one member of Congress who's a strong believer, and I said, so what happens when your career is over? She said, then it is over. She said, here's the thing. I don't need this. I don't need these people. I focus on God. And she said, it gives me a lot of compassion for people who have to continue to be reelected because they need to be worshipped and adulated in order to feel like they have worth. I have worth because I'm a child of God. Think of how that one simple thing changes the whole calculus of political decision making.
You know, we're running out of time, but it's how that's how I go out to the school board. I say, you know, Jesus said, bring the little children unto him. We're supposed to be loving these kids. We're supposed to be taking care of these kids. I don't just take care of the Christian kids. Right? I mean, I'm looking over with the welfare of all the children. And it's not because I'm worried about what the general populace is going to say about me. I've got to answer to God at the end of this. So I'm going to make sure I do what's right for those children all the time. Anyhow, we run out of time. Summit.org, right? That's where they need to go.
Summit.org, yes.
Yep, and they can find your writings there, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again. Thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up next hour. Okay, this time, next hour, we're going to talk all about fraud, 1 hour solid. If you can't handle it, I don't know. I'm sure Sesame Street's playing somewhere. We'll be back in a bit.